The Czech Senate approved the Lisbon Treaty in a vote on Wednesday afternoon, some 2 months after the document was ratified by the lower house of parliament. The Czech Republic is one of the last countries in Europe to vote on the reform document, and its ratification is far from complete, with Eurosceptic President Václav Klaus still having to sign the document. Jan Richter has been following today's events at the Senate and joins me now in the studio. So, Jan, after hours of debate, was it in the end a closely run vote, or...?
No, Rosie, it wasn't actually. But the debate did start very heatedly and emotionally, with the outgoing Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek telling the senators that the Czech Republic could not afford another embarrassment on the European stage. He said he considered the Lisbon Treaty to be a fair price to be paid for the Czech membership in the European Union. And although it is far from ideal, the Czech Republic needs to ratify it because it's just one of the 27 countries. Prior to that, however, the Senate did approve one important thing, and that's a special mandate that prevents the Czech government from passing more powers onto the European Union without the consent of the Czech Parliament. That was a condition set by the largest party in the House, the Civic Democrats, for the ratification of the treaty, and in the end there was 54 senators voted for the Lisbon Treaty, and the quorum that was needed was 48, so in the end it was a smooth vote.
And what does the Senate's ratification of the Lisbon Treaty actually mean?
Well, it means really only one thing, and that's the end of the Parliament ratification, as both chambers of Parliament now approved it. The treaty now goes, of course, to the Czech President Václav Klaus, who appeared on national TV just an hour or so after the ratification, and basically said that for him the Lisbon Treaty remains dead until the second Irish referendum is held, and that's scheduled for October. So you know, he's not going to. He said he will not even consider either rejecting it or approving it until the situation in Ireland is resolved.
And even if President Klaus did sign the Lisbon Treaty, which, as we know, he doesn't intend to particularly soon, would that necessarily mean that the treaty was ratified, or would that secure the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty here in the Czech Republic?
Well, technically, yes, but still some senators already hinted that they would again petition the country's constitutional court and ask it to review the Lisbon Treaty, whether it fits with the Czech constitution and whether it complies with Czech law. This actually happened last year when a group of senators asked the court to see whether seven particular articles of the Lisbon Treaty were in line with Czech law, and the Constitutional Court said that yes, they were. However, they can do it again, choose some other articles. Last time, it took 5 months. It took the court 5 months to review it. So even though this is very likely possibility, it still could be done before there's the second referendum in Ireland this October.
Okay, Jan Richter, thank you very much.